Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you one more time. We're thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God is so good to us, and we love the Lord. We appreciate all that God is doing. Praise God, and we're so excited about just the move of God. Praise the Lord. Now, we just want to invite you to join us for the next few moments or so. Amen. As we're going to go into the word of the Lord, but we're also going to give you a summary of our Women of Power conference we just had in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Truly, the Lord met us there, and we just thank God for all that he has done for us. Praise God. God is such a good God, and we're excited about the Lord, beloved. So we just want to encourage you today, praise the Lord, just to let you know how much God loves you and how much he cares. Praise God. We have not been on the air in over a week or so, a couple weeks, and we have missed being on the air, but we're back, and we thank God for the opportunity once again to come to you by way of radio. Praise the Lord. We can also now be heard on the Miracle Radio Network. Praise God. And we thank God for that opportunity and that door that he's opened as well. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to, before we get into talking about the conference, praise God, I just want to let you know that we will be going into a teaching. Praise God. We're going to be going into the book of Acts. Praise God. We're going to go through the entire book of Acts. Praise God. And I am so excited about that. Praise God. Because we are in a season where really God is wanting to do so much more in the body of Christ. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost is the agent that's in the earth now. And praise God, I am a firm believer, praise God, that he wants to show himself strong, praise God, in an even greater way. And he's going to do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I do believe that in this last time, this end time, praise God, we're going to see more miracles. We're going to see healings. We're going to see the manifested power of God in such a greater way. So we thank the Lord for that. So that's up and coming, praise God. Now we do thank the Lord, amen, for our guests that have joined us, amen. We have, amen, all the way from Florida, one of our speakers, praise the Lord, Prophetess Barbara Lampley. Praise God, and we thank God, amen, for you, woman of God, joining us tonight, praise God, to recap our conference. Praise God, we just come out of a dynamic time with the Lord.
Amen.
Yet excited, amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Honored, woman of God, to have you on the air with us tonight. Praise the Lord. We were just giving just a little bit of an introduction, praise God.
Okay.
And we're going to, amen, we're going to go further on tonight, praise God, and just share with the people some of what God did while we were there in Orlando. Even from the time we left from here and to go down, praise God, we know God was with us, but he really, really manifested himself in such a real way. And I tell you, even on today in services, I could tell the difference in my own life. I can really see what God has done, and the uplift and the encouragement and the freeing, because I believe that he freed us in a way that we can go forward even in a greater capacity now because of what he has done. And the theme for that conference was, make me a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. And this is what we all should desire, just to be used by God. Praise the Lord. So,
amen.
It's an honor again to have you. Praise God. We have another caller on the line. We thank God, amen, for all of our callers. Praise God. We may have some more to call in, but we are going to go further on tonight again. Prophetess, it's an honor to have you, woman of God. And we just want to give you space to share, amen, from your heart tonight as well. But let's just open up in a word of prayer, and then we will go further. Praise God. Father, we love you tonight, and we just thank you for allowing us to come via radio, internet radio, to minister to your people, and we just give this time to you. We ask, Father, that you would just be in the midst, Father God, that you would have your way, that you would speak to your people tonight, Father, that you would even meet needs, Father, that you would heal, Lord, someone that may be going through a hard time, that you would encourage, that you would uplift, oh God. Send your word forth, Father God. Lord, we're just vessels. We want to be used by you. We're vessels in your hand, dear Lord God, and we thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do, Father God. May you get the glory tonight. Father, you get the honor, oh God, and we thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God.
Glory be to God. Amen. It's such a pleasure, woman of God, to be on the line with you tonight.
Amen.
I found you to be a woman of your word, and anything that God has allowed you to say and do, you have been faithful and just to do just what he said to do. And you're being able to execute the plan just as he have orchestrated it. And I thank God for you, woman of God, because I have never seen anyone of your kind in a long time that truly is after God's own heart to do and be instructed on what he is telling you through the Holy Ghost. And I know that you to be nothing but that and nothing less, because you do know the voice of God. And I thank God for you knowing the voice of God, because there's so many out there that has been called to do a thing, but there's not very many out there have been chosen. And they start out in a good race, but they end up in a terrible one because they begin to lead the people in the wrong direction.
Yes.
But I thank God for the leading of the Holy Ghost in you. And it's like the woman of God has been saying, you know, all the while, yes, we had an awesome time there in the city of Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
God moved by his spirit.
Yes,
and we knew it was no one else but him, because
yes,
there's no one that can execute that plan like he can.
Amen.
He's just an awesome God. And I know that even for myself, I'm still basking in his presence. I'm still just rehashing over in my mind and my spirit what God had really wrought in that place, that people were set free and delivered. And they got an understanding about what it means to be fit for master's use. And there's so many things that people just forget to attend to do, you know, to just surrender all unto God. But we saw a people that came there ready to surrender, ready to receive what God wanted them
That's
to receive.
Right.
And I just thank God for that tonight. I tell you, every round just got higher.
Yeah.
You know, and the enemy, he wanted to try to lift his head, but he was rendered null, void, and ineffective. Because we had power and authority over him. And I tell you, just a group of women and men that came together on one mind and one accord. And we saw God move miraculously. And I tell you, when we say healing took place, physical healing, mental healing took place in the midst of God's people. And I tell you, we give God all the glory and the praise and all the honor for what he's doing and what he's yet to do, because I see where his word is continuing to go forth here, even in my life here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes,
God
yes.
is still, you know, faithful to do just what he said. If he said he'll take care of you, then he'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
If he said he is making you for his own use, then surely he's doing just that. And I'm just continuing to yield myself unto the Spirit of the living God, because the living God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask, according to the power that works within us. But we have to continue to let him do it, to submit and surrender all, so he can make us and mold us into what he wants us to be. Not our own agenda, but let our agenda be his agenda.
Yeah.
Asking him daily, God, what's in your heart, what you want to do. And when we do that, submitting to him, we put our own plans aside, because it's not about what we think in the natural, but it's what God is doing in the spirit realm. And that's what he's calling his people to now, to come on into the spirit realm. Stay out of the outer courts and come on in behind the veil, so God can rock some things, because this is a late time in the season right now. We don't have no time to be wasting. We need to come on up on top. Come from the back to the front as God releases us to do so. And I just give God the praise and glory for that woman of God. I can go on and on about the service, because I tell you, the word of encouragement, the word of prophetic,
yes,
it just really went forth. God just had his own way. But I can talk on and on, but I'm going to let you go ahead, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
God
be all the glory.
Amen.
I'm just excited.
Amen. Amen. That is, you are perfectly in order. Everything is good. We want you to go ahead and just say whatever the Lord has given you, because you know what? One of the things as you were talking, though, we had a delegation to come from North Carolina, and the ladies that came, they came very hungry, and they came with their cups up to receive. And I tell you what, the Lord blessed them so immensely that we got word even a couple of days ago that one of the sisters, she had talked to her sister-in-law and said she was still drunk under the power of God, and just their lives were changed. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. What God did for that family was awesome. I mean, just awesome. Mm. And so, you know, we never know. You know, sometimes some have to go through hard things in order for others to get breakthrough, and we did go through a lot to get to that conference. I mean, the entire year was very, very difficult. You know, the ones that spoke, I mean, all of us really walked through some hard knots, but God knew it. And part of being made, you have to be broken. And my topic, the workshop topic, was take me down to the potter's house. And you know, very few people will ask to go down there. When you go down, when you think of going down, you're thinking of going somewhere where you really don't want to go. But sometimes God will allow you to go down there. And then when you place yourself in the potter's hands, it's whatever that potter wants to do. Praise the Lord. But in the scripture, what got me about that scripture was when he said that on the wheel, when he saw that the vessel was marred, he also saw a good thing. He did not want to destroy that vessel. He could have taken that clay and said, I don't want that at all. I'm going to destroy it and start all over. But he said, no, he saw good work in that. Yes. And he began to redo that vessel, remake it. And sometimes that's what God has to do with us. He has to carve off and shave off and cut off and break open so that that vessel can be what he wants it to be. And when we put ourselves in God's hands, we surrender all the way to the will of God. We're saying, whatever you want to do, God, I want you to make me. I'm not going to make myself, praise God. So when we allow God to make us and mold us and shape us after his image and after his likeness, when he's through with us, we'll be the vessel of honor. We'll be the vessel where the Holy Ghost can go through us and permeate our lives. And then we will be fit for the master's use, or meet for the master's use. And that's the ultimate goal that we're striving for, not to be meet for our own use or what we think we should be, but what he wants us to be. And so for me, it was freeing, very freeing. And one of the things that the Lord had me to share after 8 years of ministry was the vision that God gave me. And in sharing, it freed me. I mean, released. You know, and this is what God wants us to be free. He wants us to be released to go on, to go further to the next dimension in him, to where there's no hindrances and we don't allow the enemy to pull us down or keep us in a vein where we don't need to be in. And so, you know, so much happened during those few days of conference, and the women that were hungry. And it's so important that when you get in an atmosphere like that, that God is able to move and God is able to do the things that he wants to do. And so, again, it was such a life-changing time, even from the first speaker that shared her heart and openly shared her heart, but it brought healing to a lot of people. We're still getting reports about how what she shared ministered to people, and they were able to open up and say, I have a problem in that area, and yes, I need to be healed. And so, you know, sometimes it may be a little difficult to share some things, but when you can do that and you do it with a pure heart, then God can come behind and do the work that needs to be done in our lives. And so I do thank the Lord, amen, for that. Praise God. Some of the topics that we heard were, one was from dishonor to honor, and another one was in his image. Praise God. And when you're being made, we don't want to be in the image of anybody but Christ. Praise God. And when the world can see Jesus in us, praise God, and he's lifted up, they're going to want him. Praise God. So we've got to be made in his image. If we got anger,
amen,
unforgiveness, and all these things, those things will come up to the top. Praise God, because he wants that stuff out. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of things hidden in us, sis, that should not be there. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we found in walking through this is that the dross and all the yuck and all the sludge, it comes to the top. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
so that then the Holy Ghost will say, oh, no, that can't stay. You can't be pure with that taint in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we experience that. We experience some of that. Even getting to the conference and even up to the night, praise God, things were coming up, praise the Lord, because God does not want any of this in us. He loves us enough to correct us and chastise us and do all these things that, amen, doesn't feel good. But if we're going to be a child of God, amen, he will correct and he will instruct and, amen, even rebuke, all of that, praise God, it's because
he
loves us. Amen. It's because he cares, and it's because he wants us to have the goods. He wants us to have all the promises. Amen. The Bible says all God's promises are yes and amen. Praise God. That means it's a sure thing. So be it. Praise God. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Now, Prophetess, your topic was come clean. You belong to God. Just expound on that just a little bit. Just give us a little bit of that.
Amen. Glory be to God. You know, and God was just letting the people know that, you know, if even as what you were saying, you know, you have to be honest with yourself, you know, and let yourself know, okay, if I bring this situation up to the very top of the list, those hidden secrets, those hidden agendas, even if you're a liar, you're not telling the truth. If you're a whoremonger, bring it up and bring it to somebody to confess these things. If your attitude is not right, if your character is not right, if you're still carrying jealousy and lust on the inside, you know, these things need to be brought up to the top, up to the surface, so that it can be dealt with, so that sword cannot keep on being broken open and never to be healed. If you don't never acknowledge a thing in your life, then you would always stay in defeat. But if you begin to confess some things openly to the right people, and where the right people will begin to go and strategically to be able to uproot those things to where those things, the devil can't come back and claim anything anymore. Because if you openly expose the enemy, he can't come back and claim that thing anymore to keep
That's
you in bondage.
Amen.
But you got to begin to surrender all. And, God just say, you know, tell the people, you know, begin to consider their ways.
Yes.
Consider their ways. Are their ways honorable unto God? If things are not honorable unto God, then there's something that is hidden on the inside of you that needs to be revealed, so that God can go in and really clean up the very root of that thing, so that he can begin to deposit back in you. But can't none of that stuff happen if you don't have a mindset change. You got to have a mindset change. If you don't allow God word to go in there and to begin to renew your mind in his word, you will still stay in the same situation that you're in. Because there, even I'll use the very subject of finances. If you are needy in finances in any given way, we look at finances only be something to be monetary. But financial success can be in so many different ways. It can be where someone may come and bless you with clothes. Someone may come and bless you and clean your house.
Yes.
Somebody may be able to come and bless you with just a word of encouragement, but we put God in a box, and God is not in no box. But how can you be completely whole if you still just that stuck on stupid and on dumb, to where you can't see yourself being blessed in no other way except it's by finances? Finances answer a whole lot of things. Yes, that do. We need the finances to execute God's plan in this earth. Yes, we do. But if we keep ourselves humble enough to be able to see what he's saying that we need to do in order to keep our lives lined up with his word, because he don't need anything that he can't use that is dirty. If it's continuing to be dirty, don't want to be clean, don't want to be chastised, because he will come and chastise those that he loves.
Yes,
if those that don't belong to him, okay, then he's going to allow them to stay where they are. But when they come to him and come clean before the Lord, before they begin to die dirty, you don't want to go in there and die dirty, stay dirty all your life. But if you come clean because you know that you belong to him, then he can do just what the word of God has already spoke forth, you know, even the theme of the conference. You know, you'll begin to start finding yourself being made and molded and shaped into the very image of God. And then you begin to, then he can say, okay, this image is now becoming more and more like my image.
Yeah.
It's no longer the image of the world anymore, but I'm making it for my use. Yes. He's making you to be a master of all things.
That's
all
right.
Things that is pertaining to what? The kingdom of God. We
yes.
got to stop looking at what the world system says. The world system says this and the world system says that. But we got to keep our eyes on the kingdom system. The kingdom system is going to create a thing on the inside of us that we'll have substance. We'll be able to go and execute the plan of the Lord so
yes.
that not only that we shall live, but the people that are around us begin to see the glory of God that's on the inside of us, that we're showing forth God's glory. And they're desire to have just what we have because they know, okay, they know where you may have come from, but they say, okay, if God can do that for them, then okay, then God can do something for me. He can
yes.
clean me up and then let me surrender. Let me go and ask them, how do they do it? Well, how can you do anything except for doing it by the word of God? Because Paul says, you know, I have been abased and I have been abound. But that means that Paul has been in so many different situations.
Yes.
He's been locked up, beat up, spit on, crushed, and everything else that you can think of. But he still stood on the word of God because Paul used to be a persecutor himself. So who
yes.
knows better than he do as to how you can get out of a situation?
Yes.
You don't have to remain in your situation, but
yes.
you can be made free. But how can
yes.
you be made free if you don't surrender? You got
yes.
to first acknowledge God as being who
yes.
he is and that his son died and rose for us, that we may have the right to the tree of life and that we may be able to choose life. We have a choice of every
yes.
situation in our life, but let us
yes.
choose the right thing.
Yes.
Let us choose the holy thing. How can you come clean and belong to God if you are if you're not holy?
Yes, yes.
Can't nobody right. come to through God except for you holy. We can't draw nobody except for we walk in a holy life.
Yes.
We can draw them by the Spirit of God, but we can't draw them by the flesh. We don't need to be trying to be in control of nobody. We need to just lead them to Christ as we seek Christ. Because Christ is the ultimate answer.
Yes.
He can heal us from all the wounds that we have. And I just love that the story that the woman of God that brought forth the first message. You know, though she felt a little nervous or what have you, but, you know, before it was over, God called her to execute that message.
Yes.
She brought
yes.
forth that message with power.
Yes. Yes.
And that she began to even talk about her son. But she even know herself got a deliverance through the word that she preached her own self.
Yes.
But
yes.
there was people right there to be right there with her. Now, they know the situation is, and they're not going behind her back talking about her son or talking about her, but they're going to come together on one accord, and they're going to help her stand strong. And that's what the church needs to do. Who
yes.
is standing with the church in this time, in this hour? But everybody is looking back to see who's going to start something first.
Yes.
Let us be the first partaker. Let us
Amen.
Be the first partakers in the word of God so that God's word can go up into the world where it needs to be. We don't
yes.
have to keep on talking about what the world is doing. Let's talk about what Jesus is doing because
yes.
his word is still going to stand forever.
Yes.
And his word, you know, is going to do the healing. His word is going to cause us to become honorable in the eyesight of God. Because if we become honorable in the eyesight of God, then we can begin to stay free as the woman of God has already said. She got her freedom.
Yes.
And I
yes.
thank God for the freedom that I received
yes.
just by having
yes.
freedom
Glory.
To in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But
thank
there are
you.
So many times that you can go to conferences and you got all the people that's supposed to be big head, big wigs, or whatever, however you want to put it. And they are unapproachable.
Yes.
But I can say, woman of God, everyone that came to speak was very approachable.
Yes.
You
yes.
can talk to them after the
yes.
service.
That's
they're not
right.
being rushed off by some entourage.
Yes.
But they're right there. Okay, baby, if you still need something, they still could get it even when the services were over.
That's
People
right.
still being slayed in the spirit. People
yes.
still receiving the word of the Lord.
That's right.
And that's just being on one accord, not
yes.
having our own agenda, not thinking that it's all about one or two people. But anybody can come and partake because a child can deposit something into you because
yes.
children are so pure.
Amen.
If you
Praise
listen
God.
To them, they got something that they can say.
That's it.
But I just thank God, you know, for the word that, you know, that your word would deliver you from all the things that is holding you bound.
Amen.
You don't have to continue to stay bound, but you can just you can consider yourself as being holy and honorable when you surrender unto God.
That's right.
But
that's
if you don't
it.
Be honest with God, God can't do anything which he can't use
that's
you.
That's right. Amen.
But
Amen.
You can lie to man sometimes. But you can't lie to God none of the time.
That's
but
right.
But if you come clean before you die dirty, God can make you fit for the master's use. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
and
be
like,
to God.
I like this, what you said, woman of God, about being honest. Because right at the beginning... We had to get up and apologize for an error that we had done. And you know, you shoot the devil. I like what you said, because we shot the devil right between the eyes. When you don't give him any place, you don't give him any way to move or to stay, because he doesn't belong anywhere but under our feet. Praise God. And so when you're honest, amen, and I never did come back and tell the rest of that story, that we weren't guilty of anything, but we didn't have to come back and justify. You see,
come
when you just do what the word says, just simply do, praise God. God is the one that vindicates. He's the one that does all that needs to be done. When we just do our part of the covenant, my pastor talks about that a lot. She says, just walk in your part of the covenant, then God will come in and he'll do his part. Praise God. So when we do what this word says, when we're honest and when we're open and we don't hide, you know, we don't hold back, we don't have a drawback spirit, but we're totally open. That's what I love about, amen, what we saw. We saw women and men of God that, amen, those that responded, they were open. They were very open to what God wanted to do. They did not have drawback spirits. And you know, one prayer, you know, you really had to be open to come and stand in that pool, because you were saying, I'm throwing this stuff off. I don't want this anymore.
Yes.
Praise God. And everyone that came, God ministered in such a deep way. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And they really went away a different way. But you must be honest. We must be honest with God.
Yes.
We must be honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest with others. Praise the Lord. Because the word talks about over in James, and I'm going to read that scripture, because this was in the prayer summit, the theme. But the scripture talks about confessing your faults one to another, James 5:16, and praying one for another that ye may be healed. Praise God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so one of the steps to being healed, to being restored, to being delivered is to confess. Praise God, your faults. Openly confess your faults. Not do it in the closet. Yeah, there are times when you can just pray between you and God. But you know what? When you can have a service where people will get up and say, honestly, you know, I had a problem with Sister Boo Boo, and I didn't like Sister Boo Boo, but I want Sister Boo Boo to know I love her, and I want you to forgive me for the way I felt. That's going to bring a spirit of repentance. It's going to bring a humbling, praise God. It's going to bring a conviction. Amen. And this is what the body of Christ is lacking. Praise God. We want to do everything behind the covers, if you will. They don't need to know that. Yeah, sometimes you need to say, you know, because that when we confess, praise God, one to another, and pray one for another, praise the Lord, that you may be healed. When we gather around the sister, we begin to pray for her for healing. We begin to pray for her to be restored. It opens up an avenue for others to come and say, you know, I need help. I need God. I need this, praise the Lord. And we're helpers one of another, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are no big I's and big U's and little U's in the body, praise God. We need one another, praise the Lord.
That's
we need the strengthening. And this is one of the things that so encouraged me was to see how God would move in the waves of glory that would come, praise the Lord. Even after the service, one of the services, amen, God came in and ministered right at the point of a need. Amen. God is an awesome, awesome God, and he's always on time. Praise God. He's never late, never busy. Praise God. But we must be on our post. Amen. We must obey. This is an hour where we must obey the Lord. We must do as he tells us to do, when he tells us to do it, how he tells us to do it, the way he tells us to do it. Follow the instructions of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the Bible says,
glory to God. You know, you just saying that and everything, but it just reminds me of some things. And, you know, nobody wants to go through long suffering.
There you go. That's it. Yes.
Long suffering.
Yes.
You know, that is a place where nobody really wants to go there.
Yes. That's
because because they don't want any hidden things to be dug up.
Yes.
But if you get into that place where you allow God to dig some stuff up,
amen,
he'll set you free for the rest of your life.
Yes. Yes, he will. That's right. Praise God. Praise God.
Rest of your life. You won't have to worry about, you know, what your past used to dictate to you, but you
right.
can begin to dictate your future.
That's
you
it.
Can you can begin to let the enemy know, listen, I have been refined.
Yes.
I have
it.
Been refined, and I've been in the fire. But
yes.
my God has delivered me.
Yes.
He said, I will deliver you not from something, but
all.
He said, I'll deliver you from all.
All. That's right, all.
Whatever
Amen.
Your all is,
yes.
he can deliver your all.
That's
if
it.
Your all is where you cannot stop fornicating, he'll
all
deliver
right.
you from that.
Yes, he will.
If you can't stop lying, he can stop you from lying.
Yes, that's it.
If
that's
you
it.
Can, if you can go out there and keep on going to these jobs or going to various families and upsetting these families because
yeah.
of the things that you don't have no real understanding about and you just want to keep that thing going because you still bitter of the past, God can deliver you from it. But
yeah.
it's one thing I do know, that he can deliver you out of your mindset.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
Why it's so important
it's
to be able to have some real prophets and prophets
yes,
on the scene. Some real
it.
Apostles.
Yes.
Some real bishops. Some real preachers.
Oh,
some real pastors. Some real teachers. We need the real men
mm-hmm.
and women of God to stand up and take off the mask.
That's right.
Because
that's
they are
it.
Destroying God's people.
Amen.
Because they're getting to the point to where they have forgotten what the real dream that they came to ministry
God.
For.
Yes.
Don't forget that's your
it.
Real vision.
Yes.
If you stay in the vein of God, like you were
oh
saying, woman
God.
Of God.
Yes.
If the vein of God is where God's blood is running very warm
yes.
in our vein, and it's the antidote for anything that ails you.
That's right, yes.
Anything that ails you.
Mm.
He can fix it.
Yes,
but you need to stay in the vein, and that vein is the Word of God.
The Word of God, that's it.
And God just,
my
you know,
life.
Just keep
yes.
on bringing this thing up to me. It just says
praise
that
God.
The Lord is redeeming the prophetic.
Yes, he is. That's it. Yes. Yes, he is. Amen. And purifying.
He's redeeming
it.
The prophetic. How
yes.
can he do it? He can't do it except he do it through the refining.
Yes.
He's got to refine the prophetic.
That's it. That's it.
So
praise
he can
God.
Then redirect the prophetic.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
He got to first redeem it.
That's it.
Because a lot
that's
of people
it.
Have lost it.
Yes. That's the truth.
And as he redeem it, let him refine it.
Yes. Praise
so that
God.
Men and women of God can get back on their faces and seek God like never before, then you don't have to keep on preaching the same message.
Amen.
It don't have to be right. a report because he'll give you something hot off the press. Off the
yes,
press.
That's it. Praise
he'll
God.
Give it hot off the press, but it's only until you allow him to refine you.
That's it. That's it. Praise
that's
God.
That's cleaning out all the garbage.
Yes. Praise
cleaning
God.
Out what you used to think. Your traditional ways.
Yes.
But God is doing a new thing. We hear
a
that
new
so
thing.
Often.
Yes. Yes.
And people have used it as a cliche. But I'm telling you, you can look at the news and looking at what is happening right about now, you can know that God is redoing some things.
Yes, he is. That's it.
Because he's allowing the very, as he did in Moses' day, he allowed some plagues to start coming up on the earth.
Yes. Praise
he's
God.
He's allowing so many tsunamis. Look at how many tornadoes are hitting right about now.
Yes, that's right.
And where,
that's
you know,
right.
God has still preserved you all so much. I tell you, I said, God, when I begin to think about that, I said, my God, my sister is up in that area. And my God, let me call her right now to make
yes.
sure they're okay.
That's right. And you know what?
What all
funny.
The Spirit said to me, he said,
yes.
I got that one.
Amen. Praise God. That's right.
And when
thank
I heard
you,
your
Jesus.
Voice, I said, okay, my sister's
thank
all
you.
Right.
Yes, that's it.
All
that's
is
it.
Well in our day.
Yes, Lord.
And, he says, after coming out of such a prophetic ministry, such a prophetic conference, he said, I couldn't do anything but keep her.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Because of her obedience.
Thank you, God.
But
thank
when we say
God.
Long-suffering, I'm telling you, it goes right along with obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes,
make
that's
the
right.
sacrifice.
That's
but make,
right.
it, make sure you're making a sacrifice for the right reason.
Amen.
If you don't have the right motive for your sacrifice, and your sacrifice means it is null and
nothing.
Void.
That's right. That's right.
But you better
Amen.
Put God first.
Amen. That's right. And you know
but
what?
But people
I
better get they mind set back to the promises of God, but not only the promises of God, but to hearing God's voice.
Yes.
Ask to him if it's on a daily basis, Daddy, what is on you? Don't let me get up this morning with my own agenda because he's so
Amen.
Quick to do that.
That's right. That's right.
We don't ask him anything. We just start right on in, even in our regular prayer.
My God.
But
we must
gotta
know
start
his heart. That's
pray
right.
In the Holy
and
Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost. That's
wait
it.
Wait until the Holy Ghost gives you some instruction.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
And that's what God was doing in the midst of the conference. Because
yes.
I believe that every speaker that spoke, they waited for the Holy Ghost because they spoke so profound.
Thank you, God.
I say,
yes.
If anybody came out of there not delivered out of something, it's because they didn't want it.
Didn't want it. That's right. Now, that's the truth.
Because the
that's
word the... came sharp.
Yes, it did.
It didn't
it,
always
it did.
Come pretty.
No, that's right. That's
but it.
It
came powerful to execute God's plan just the way he wanted. But mm-hmm. it was done in such love that anybody can come up and love on one another.
That's it. Praise God.
And just to see the men and the women that just that surrender wholeheartedly. And like I say, did not reject it, but received it.
Yes, that's right.
And now
I'm
depending, and I look forward to the praise report.
Amen, that's right. That's
because
it.
Because I know that God's presence was in that place.
Yes, yes, and I
well,
have
he'll
to
take
say
it,
this.
He'll change the whole dynamics of a program because God said he is the program.
Yes, he is. Yes,
there's
he
no
is.
There's no program in God.
That's it. That's it. Praise God.
But
and
I
one
tell you,
testimony.
God, he made those keys. He made a whole lot of them into his master. You just put them on the potter's wheel, and some he's going to still be working on.
That's it. That's it.
But
praise God.
But they have a mindset to let him keep on working on them.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Because as long as we live in this flesh, God always have room to keep on making us over.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's the song.
And ain't nobody
over
ever been a woman of God.
That's right. Nobody. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. This is good tonight.
God
thank
glory.
God for it. Mm-hmm. Amen. I do want to share this as well, dealing with our first speaker, and that was Minister Barbara Ward. She gave testimony about her son, and she said that when she got home that she has seen such a change, and it was such an uplift, amen, to hear her to speak about the change that has come over him and the different, you know, just what God is doing. Everything God said, God is doing it, and he's doing such a quick work. Amen. He's doing such a quick work in this hour, and I was just blessed to hear that. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, it just goes to show that when you obey God, again, when you do exactly what he says, God is standing right there ready to do his part. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And it's just such an encouragement, so much that you said, so much was going through my mind. But one of the things I want to say in this is that we must wake up. This is a time where God is calling for the body to wake up, to really get in line and get in position. And all of this making, God making us and shaping us up is because he wants us to wake up out of our sleep, shake ourselves, praise the Lord, be like those five wise virgins, not the foolish ones. But the wise, God wants us to be wise with what we have and wise with the Holy Ghost, praise God, and wise with the word, amen, because we know we're in a season of waiting. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord, but we don't want to miss it, praise God.
Amen.
And, you know, many are going to miss it that are right in the body. Many are going to miss it because they're not prepared. And all of this is to prepare us for what God has for us in the future, praise the Lord. And I want to be ready. Amen.
Yes.
I want to be ready. I don't want to be getting
Amen.
Ready. If we're getting ready now, we're in trouble.
Amen.
Because actually,
Amen.
We need to be ready. Amen.
Right.
God has taken us through that preparation where, you know, he's given words over and over again, telling us what to do. And if we're still in that mold, we're in trouble. We're already behind. Amen. And you know what, Prophetess, is, and let me just say this, too, about the prophetic and how God is really restoring it. And one thing that did bless me was to see how the prophetic word went forth and how even the fivefold ministry, because we had the teacher, we had the soul winner there. We did. We had the shepherd, and we had the apostle, and we had the prophet. And God wants to use the whole hand. And we saw that in demonstration. We saw that in ministry. We saw that in how God used the different women of God. Amen. That came. And Mother Walton was there. Dr. Walton was there. And God used her. And then Pastor Robinson was there. And God used her in such an awesome way to come and speak word into us.
Awesome
how God used her. It was profound. It was life-changing again. And that's what the body is about. That's what intercession and warfare is all about, that we come together and we simply mind the same thing, praise God. And it's not about big I, little you, and ain't about that. It's just getting the work done so that the will of God can be done. And I love that. I just love seeing God manifest himself and move in the way that he moved. Amen. It was just an awesome, awesome time. Praise the Lord. One of the songs that we heard was Nobody Greater. And there's nobody greater. Amen. Praise God. And when you think you can look high and look low, you still ain't going to find nobody greater than him. Nobody can do us like God. Nobody, amen, will take the time to love us and, amen, walk with us and, amen, in the cool of the day, in the stillness of the night, praise the Lord, in the wee hours of the morning, praise the Lord. Nobody will do us the way God will. The Holy Ghost will come, amen, alongside us and help us and strengthen us and encourage us. And then the angels of the Lord, praise God, will fight on our behalf, praise God. God will station those angels to come and war for us, praise the Lord. Just as we got back from Florida, praise God, and the storm came in, I wasn't even aware that the storm was going to be so bad. But you know what, sis? The storm lifted up over us and flew over us, praise God, landed in another area 30 miles away, praise God, hallelujah. That's nothing but the power of God. Oh, ba oh, my God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Yes, he did not allow the destroyer to come and rip us apart. Hallelujah. But he lifted that storm up over us. Praise God. Amen. Sad that it had to hit somewhere else. Praise the Lord. Yes. But amen. But I do thank the Lord, amen, for sparing our lives. Amen. Yes. Even as we were on the road, praise God, and we got word after the fact of floods, praise God, where we had been, but we didn't see any flood. Praise God. We, you know, God is a good God because the angels made a way for us to go.
Yes.
Praise God. Made a way for us to get down that highway. Praise God.
Glory
and then made a way for us to get back. We cannot take that for granted. Praise God. We can't take any more our lives for granted, but we've got to know, amen, that our lives, amen, are in God's hand. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Glory
and whatever
God
wants to do, amen, you that may be listening to us tonight, whatever God wants to do, you got to let him do it. Praise God. You got to let God be God in your life and don't hold back. Amen. Don't have a drawback spirit, praise God. But you be obedient to the will of God and be obedient to the word of the Lord and speak the word of the Lord. I see right now, even in the Holy Ghost, somebody has a muzzle on their mouth where the enemy has put a muzzle on your mouth to shut the prophetic word. But I speak to you now, and I say, loose, hobo shekete, hetabo sata, hoba shekete, hoba shadabo. Right now, man of God, woman of God, wherever you are, be loose and be freed in the name of Jesus. Walk in the anointing that God has placed on your life. Walk in the anointing of the Lord. Do not allow the enemy to hinder you and put chains on you. Amen. To put bounds around you. Put, amen, that muzzle on your mouth. But be loosed and be freed in the name of the Lord. Know that God is on your side. Know that he's fighting for you. Glory to God. Know that the very angels of the Lord are encamped around about you because you fear the Lord. Trust God. Trust the God that's in you and walk upright before the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you now. Oh God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. That you're making us vessels meet for your use, oh God. Help us to heed the clarion call. Help us to heed the call of God that's on our life. And help us to embrace fully what you're doing in this hour. Oh my God, I pray for the apostles tonight. I pray for the apostles and I pray for the prophets. I pray for the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers. God, that you would encourage and that you would strengthen even on tonight, God. Oh my God, you strengthen your people everywhere, God. Strengthen us, oh God, for the journey that yet lies ahead, and God will never cease to praise you nor give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just wanted to just take that because I saw this so clear, praise God, someone where the enemies just tried to shut down their mouth, praise God, to keep them from speaking, oh my God, the word of the Lord. But we, when we decree and we declare the word of God, amen, we spoke spoke even during the conference, praise God. When we, amen, put the word in the atmosphere, God is listening.
Yes.
He's waiting to hear his word, amen, so he can go forth and meet that word, praise God.
Yes.
It's important even in
God.
Our prayers. And you know what? My prayer life is changing. The way we pray, we got to pray the word. We got to decree and declare the word of the Lord, amen. Remind God of his word. He said, put me in remembrance of my word, praise God, because his word, when it goes out, amen, it will not come back void and empty, but it's going to accomplish, amen, that is sent forth to do. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord, amen.
Glory
praise God.
God.
I'm just excited about
God.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Excited about God. Amen. Excited about what he is doing, amen, in this hour.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophets, we still got a few minutes if you want to pray. Amen. Any other word that you would have to share at this time?
Praise God. I tell you, you know, I just thinking about on Pastor Barbara Palmer, you know, the word that she gave. She gave such powerful instructions when she began to talk about Gideon and Gideon's army.
Yes.
But how many know it only takes a few people to execute God's plan? But we got to stay in the vein of God. And even as you're praying, woman of God, I just hear that the word of the Lord saying is that he wants an army just like Gideon. It only takes a few of them. But if you begin to just stay on your knees and begin to, he'll strategically give you what you need to be able to fight the battle. Because he'll do you just like he said, you know, as they went down to the very river there to begin to drink water. But he strategically told them how to drink the water so they could still watch out for one another. And we got to watch out for one another. We got to pray with all prayers and supplications in the spirit. And when we begin to do that, even when we begin to speak in the spirit realm, then stop and listen for the instructions that God is giving. We'll be too quick to move without hearing him. We're too quick to want to just go on about our daily business. But God says, slow it down a little bit.
Amen.
Because he wants to strategically, he wants to critique the hearing in our ears.
My
he wants
God.
To critique the hearing in our spirit man. He wants to unclog every block that is blocking up the dam in the spirit so it can be released so the prophetic can come forth. God will use whosoever that he wills to do so. But we need to be in that vein of God so we can hear what he has to say. And he's a woman of God. He said, I'm hearing him in his word, even as you begin to pray there, that God says that he's getting ready to do the ultimate thing.
Thank you, God.
He needs is a vessel. Those that need to be healing, he says, create in your own home a pool of Bethesda.
Yeah.
And step in. But step in there with the right clean hands.
All right.
A clean heart. He says, I'm going to get it to the point to where I won't have to lay hands on anybody, but just take me at my word.
Yeah.
Because he says he's raising up with some generals right about now. That is crazy enough just to execute his plan. No matter what it looked like to man, but God says, my ways are not like your ways.
Yeah.
My thoughts are not like your thoughts. So people, women of God, women and men of God, just know that your ways are not like God. Your thoughts is not like God. But if you begin to think like God, tell God on a daily basis, God, let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But you let him create a clean heart and a righteous and a contrite spirit. So that God can continue to make you and mold you into what he wants you to be. To God be all the glory, woman of God. I tell you, you know, God is going to do continuous great things on this prayer line.
Thank
and
you,
there
God.
Is a woman that I see sitting on the side of the bed. She's been having pain in her back.
Thank
but
you,
God said, I'm your deliverer today.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
I'm touching you right there in your back because the doctors want to go in and remove some discs. But God said, not so. I'm your healer.
Thank
I'm
you.
Jehovah Rapha. God
yeah.
said, I'm healing you right now as I speak, and you will use it as a testimony. The Lord says that he is going in right now, and you're feeling a burning sensation in the bottom of your back. And God said, I'm doing it right now as I speak. Be healed, woman of God, in the name of Jesus. I see you sitting there on the side of the bed with your head down, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to think. Says, God, I just need you to move right now because you're in so much pain. But God said he is the one that's going to deliver the very antidote right now. He's doing it now, woman of God.
Yes.
Just receive it. Just receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Glory to God. And it is so.
It is so.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And just to let you know who he's talking about, he says that you have on a red dress.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
A red dress with your hair wrapped.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for it, Jesus. Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you for your word. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
They say hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Woman of God, God just wants to continue to just bless you on this prayer line.
Thank you, God.
Just continue to go on and go forth, woman of God.
Yes.
He said you've gotten so much word this week.
Jesus.
That is, but it was overdue for what you need.
Yes. Thank you, God. Yes.
To cause you to be able to stand in a holy place.
Yes,
as
God.
You are.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes.
needed that strength.
Mm.
You needed
yes,
that
Lord.
Strength.
Yes, Lord.
And,
yes.
You came right on back home was being able to stand.
Yes, yes.
No matter what was going on, you
yes,
still
Lord.
Able to stand.
Yes, Lord.
But he
yes.
set some things in order.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
He set it in order.
Ooh,
yes. Just know that.
Thank you, Father.
Glory yes. to God.
Thank you, God.
But Father, I just give your name the praise, the glory,
yes,
and all the honor,
praise.
Lord God. For all those that are listening, hallelujah,
yes.
under the sound of my voice,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, God said, just get ready. Get ready, not because T.D. Jakes said it, but you get ready, and watch the hand of God move.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because he's going to move mightily. Just
yes.
because of the hearing in your ears today, that
yes.
your life shall be changed.
Yes, Lord.
Today.
Yes.
Today, glory be to God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God. And glory. So shall it be.
Yes, Lord. We receive.
And the Redeemer, the Lord, says so.
Yes. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
To God.
God said he's not a man that he should lie, nor a sound man that he has to repent for anything. But if he said it and if he started a good work in you, he's well able to finish it. Keep on striving.
Yes.
Keep on standing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep on abounding in the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Because it's the word that's going to continue to set you free.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory
yes.
be to God. Mm.
Thank you, God. Yes,
he
Lord.
Says he's touching you. He's touching people on this line tonight.
Thank you, God.
At the point of their contact.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
just
Father.
Just ask.
Yes, Lord. Thank
ask,
you.
Ask, and it shall be given.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And that's all God gave me, woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To
God be the glory.
Amen. We thank God for, amen, the word of the Lord tonight, and amen for the prayer. Praise the Lord. We thank God just for the move of his spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And as you were praying, praise God, I saw a young lady. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God just said all is well to give him
yes.
praise. Continue to praise the Lord. As you praise yes. God, praise your way out. You're going through a trial right now. You're going through
okay.
a hard time right now. But I hear the Lord saying, praise him. Praise him when
yes.
you feel like it. Praise him when you don't feel like
yes.
it. Put on the garment of praise. And in
yes.
place of heaviness, you will find the praise. And as you praise
yes.
him, you will confuse the
yes.
enemy. You'll confuse
yes.
that camp. The confusion will be
yes.
diverted to the enemy's camp. Praise God. And you will begin to feel the freedom of God. The more you praise
yes.
him, the more the
yes.
joy will return. Praise God. The tears
ah.
that have been rolling, tears of sorrow
yes.
will turn to tears of joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
And the Lord says the morning is at hand. So praise
yes.
him. Praise him.
Yes.
Praise him.
Yes.
And you're going
to
get the
glory
answers.
God.
Praise God. That you've been seeking God for. Praise the
yes.
Lord. But God said in time, just walk
yes.
and trust him. Trust God. Don't
glory
give up now.
God.
You're almost at the finish line of the trial
yes.
that you've been going through in the darkness and all. Praise God. All you got to do is push through. Just push through. Keep pressing,
yes.
and you will see
glory
the glory
God.
Of God. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And everything that the enemy thought or meant for bad, God says he will turn it around
yes.
for your good.
Glory
hallelujah.
God.
Glory be to God. He
hallelujah.
Will turn things
glory.
Around. Praise God.
Yes.
Midnight will become day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It's almost morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to praise God and keep
your
face as a flint. Set your face as a flint.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And you will see the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
We love you, God. We thank you,
thank
Lord God. We
thank
praise
you,
your wonderful name, Father God. We
thank
you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost,
thank
Father.
You.
We thank you, God, for what you're doing now. We thank you, Father, for how you're meeting needs, even now over the airways, God.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that you're strengthening your people, everyone that will hear this message, Father God, live, those that are listening live, and those that will hear on demand. Let the power of God permeate through the words that have been spoken, oh God. Let your word continue to go forth, Father God, and we thank you. We praise you now for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Oh, my God, continue to keep your people stirred. Keep your women of God stirred, the men of God stirred, Father God, in this hour, even in the time of devastation and catastrophes and things that you said would happen, Father God. Oh, God, sharpen your body, Father. Sharpen the church, Father God. You're pulling a church out of a people, God, because of what's happening. And you're drawing your body close to yourself. So, Father God, as we're in the midst now, going into the month of June, Father, Lord God, I'm asking that you would even strengthen them more. There's yet that we must endure this year. But God, strengthen your people. Strengthen, Father God. Oh, my God, we thank you. And keep us up on the wall. Keep us, God, with our face toward you. Keep us seeking you even the more, Father God. Don't let us slack off from our praying, our speaking in the word of God. Help us to stay before you even the more. Help us to stay humble before you, Father. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due season you will exalt, you will lift up, O God, that your will may be done. O God, not our will, Father, but let your will be done in the earth. We want your will to be done. And, Father, even as your prophetic word goes out, Father, those that are standing and having to proclaim a tough word, give them the backbone. Give your men and women of God the backbone, the boldness to proclaim your word as Jeremiah did it, as Isaiah did it, as Ezekiel did it, oh God, and the other men of God, as they proclaim the word of God. Help us, oh God, to stand without fear, oh God, but faith and trust in you, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for what you're doing. We thank you for this time of sharing. We thank you, God. We appreciate you for what you're doing. Let your will be done. Father, those that may be sick that are listening right now, Father, let healing virtue go forth. We send the word because Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. So we send healing right now to that body, that one racking in pain with cancer, that one with those tumors, that one with that blood condition, that one with high blood pressure, that one with low blood pressure, that one with the diabetes. We speak healing right now. We speak healing. We speak strength. We speak rejuvenation. We speak life right now. That one that dealt is constantly coming in and out. We bind the spirit of death. We bind the grim reaper. You will not, your life will not be snuffed out before the time, but you will fulfill everything that God has said that you are to fulfill. You will not leave before the time. The vision will not be aborted. Glory to God. Your destiny will not be abandoned, nor will it be aborted. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you praise now, and we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophetess, it has been an honor and a blessing to have had you on the air tonight. Praise the Lord. And I say God bless you. I love you and I appreciate you, woman of God, and the stand that you have. Praise God. And God is going to continue to open doors for you, make ways for you. Praise God. The best is still yet to come. Praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. Pouring out of your heart tonight and giving the people of God the word. We thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our time is almost up, but amen. Praise God. Any final words? Praise the Lord.
I just praise God for you too, woman of God, because I know that everything that strategically is happening is by divine appointment.
Amen. Praise God.
Call in those people that God has assigned to your life.
Amen.
And there's nothing that the enemy cannot do anything with that. When you begin to those people that are assigned to you that
yes.
help direct you into the place of where you need to be. So I just thank God for you, woman of God, and I just thank God for your compassion that you have for people, even when you pray for my son. In the self-same hour, women and men of God, my son was healed.
Amen.
They said that he was going to have a stroke, but
yes.
I'm telling you, women and men
yes.
of God, this is a powerful woman of God on this
Thank
prayer
you.
Line, and
Thank
if she tell
God.
You something, you can take it to the bank.
Thank you.
Because she prayed in the self-same
yes.
hour,
yes.
praying
yes.
with
ah,
me
Lord,
and in
Lord.
Agreement with me. My
yes.
son was healed on
yes.
Friday night.
Yes,
I tell you, it was not even an hour or so later that
Amen.
We got the phone call that he's coming
yes.
home. They just going to
yes.
run some tests because they said his mouth was all twisted. But
Amen.
I tell you, I saw for my own self on last
yes.
night. The
Praise
man
God.
Of God is healed, set free, and delivered.
To
and
God
we give God
Lord.
The praise and the glory and all the honor because it's something when you come into the prayer of agreement.
Amen.
It's a powerful tool. It's sharpening
yes.
any two-edged sword. And
Amen.
This is a sword that is sharpening anyone that is out that is listening to the sound of her voice. And
thank
I thank
God.
God for you, woman of God. Y'all take heed to it because I know that there is going to be praise reports. And come on
praise
back and
God.
Encourage the woman of God. And let her know that what she's saying is not in vain, but the word has been executed and the word of the Lord has been manifested.
Praise
call
God.
Her up and encourage her because when you do that, it builds her up even yet the more.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. I love you, woman of God.
Amen.
And may God's you. Heaven shine continue upon you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you too, prophetess, and we thank God for you. Praise the Lord. And our time is up. We just thank God for you all being on the line tonight. Amen. Until we meet again, I say God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. Until our next broadcast. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.